Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You can call us at 877-726-8255. We've got lots of time to answer questions related to medicine, nutrition, health in general. We call this Intelligent Medicine. And we've got some interesting stories to share with you this hour. We're going to talk about how eating leafy greens each day is tied to sharper memory, how high blood sugar levels are tied to memory decline, and how a probiotic may help with childhood eczema. All that this hour, plus your phone calls, 877-726-8255. And there are several ways to get through to us with questions. If you don't call us this hour, you can email us your questions. Email them to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use them as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla. That's our weekly podcast wherein we answer listener questions sent to us via email, radioprogram@AOL.com. Another way to get questions to us is via our website at drhoffman.com. If you go to your homepage on your PC or Mac, on the right side, you'll see a little rectangle that you click on, and it'll offer you an opportunity to record a question, as we did with Brian. Can you queue up that call for Brian, please?
I have just been diagnosed with lung cancer. Is it too late for me to do alternative medicine?
Okay, that's a really important question, Brian. And, you know, when we look at conditions like lung cancer, we don't so much want to talk about alternative medicine, you know, eschewing conventional care, because conventional care offers nothing. There's no value to conventional care. Admittedly, we don't have a conventional answer to lung cancer that's 100% effective. But they're making a lot of progress in terms of conventional ways of better targeting chemotherapy and immunotherapy for lung cancer patients. So whereas lung cancer used to be virtually a death knell for patients in the past, now we're keeping patients alive longer and sometimes curing them. And I really foresee that in the next 5 or 10 years, it's going to be a revolution in the treatment of cancer coming from the conventional side. I know that, you know, a lot of people in the alternative world have a lot of deep-seated suspicion about conventional care, and that's because conventional care has promised a lot and instead has yielded devastating side effects with little benefit. And that's been, unfortunately, the track record of conventional treatments like radiation and chemotherapy. But some of these therapies are being perfected, and they're not to be eschewed. So, especially if your therapy is really expertly wielded, I don't think it's a one-size-all approach. There's now molecular markers that you can use on your cancer biopsy to see precisely what type of therapy you're most likely to benefit from, instead of like blindly treating it with a standard protocol. So that's number one. And then the second piece of this is that there are adjunctive things you can do, even if you decide to do conventional therapy, such as when you take radiation or chemo, there are devastating side effects, and you can mitigate those side effects without getting in the way of chemo and radiation by using appropriate supplements. This is something that I do in my practice. And quite successfully, because many patients receive drugs that can cause peripheral neuropathy and severe fatigue and immunosuppression and devastating nausea, diarrhea, mouth sores, and so on. And we can reduce the susceptibility to those types of problems through natural treatments. And there really is a science to it. And we're just beginning to understand this more and more, and our results are getting better and better. In addition, we can augment the benefits of standard therapy by doing such things as hyperbaric oxygen, intravenous vitamin C, We can use nutritional support to help keep the immune system strong and robust. We can even use, and that this is something that we're going to take up in a podcast, a fascinating podcast that we'll share with our listeners next week. I think it'll be published on Tuesday with Dr. Valter Longo. Dr. Valter Longo is a researcher on longevity, and he is fascinated by the potential for food restriction and fasting for extending life. But it turns out that when you receive chemo, there may be a benefit to what's called an FMD, a fasting mimicking diet. Now, it's really, look, for cancer patients, they already have nausea, they're losing weight, they're wasting away. No, we don't want them to fast and become weak and die of malnutrition. But on the other hand, by restricting certain nutrients, we can actually augment the benefits of conventional therapy. In Dr. Longo's opinion, it's not simplistic, like, okay, just follow this diet, your cancer will melt away. But you can use these dietary approaches to reboot the immune system, to help reduce the resistance of cancer cells to therapy. You know, cancer cells are notoriously resistant after a certain point to chemo and radiation, but by doing certain dietary strategies, you can actually make them more vulnerable to the effects of standard treatments. It's like a double shock. You know, you shock them with chemo and radiation, and you shock them with a little bit of dietary restriction. And the FMD, or his fasting mimicking diet, has improved treatment results in both experimental animals, and now they're beginning to look at humans in terms of the benefits of that. So, you know, I want to offer you, even though with a dire diagnosis, lung cancer, you know, it's a terrible diagnosis, but even with a diagnosis like that, there is a there's a healing path, and a path that may gain you many years of survival with a great deal of well-being, as well as the potential for cure. So I want to encourage you to pursue, you know, some natural approaches in an intelligent medicine fashion. That's what intelligent medicine means, the deploying of the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies in tandem in a reasonable way. Okay, so, you know, thanks for that call, and all the best to you. Good luck in fighting that challenging condition. Let's talk to Leonard from New Jersey, a live caller. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman?
Yes, sir.
I have a question pertaining to a vitamin supplement that I could take instead of an antibiotic for a gum infection.
Yeah. So you have a periodontal disease?
Well, going back a few years, I had a tooth that was a habitual problem. Of course, it was decayed underneath, and they never recognized it. And every time I went to the dentist, it was either extract or take antibiotics. So I went on an antibiotic by another holistic doctor that was on the air at the time, and I took the supplement, which I forgot. That's why I'm really calling. I forgot the name of it. I took the supplement like I would an antibiotic, like one capsule three times a day, 15 days. Right. And the infection cleared up, and I never had a problem until that tooth fell out because it was all decayed underneath. But they never recognized the decay. So I'm trying to find out
Was it a root canal? Was it a root canal tooth?
No. Well, it had numerous procedures. Yeah, there was root canal, and there was all kinds.
Yeah, that's the problem with root canals, because you don't feel the infection. The root's taken away, and you can have a very badly infected tooth, which is spreading infection throughout your body and creating inflammation in your system. And you know, you don't get an early warning sign of pain because it's been denervated. The nerve has been removed. So, okay, so that's been taken care of, but there's a residual infection in the gum. Is that correct?
I had some procedures done, and I have a little bit like residual infection in my gum, and I'm trying to find out what that supplement was, because I don't want to go complaining and go back on antibiotics.
Sure. Let me tell you what I would suggest. I mean, first of all, I'm not sure that you don't need an antibiotic. I'm not, you know, on the scene and, you know, see specifically what's going on. And so you may ultimately have to bite the bullet and take an antibiotic. But the problem with these deep-seated infections, and it could be anywhere in the body, you know, but in particular in the mouth, these infections are deep-seated, and it's hard for the circulation to get there. When there's no blood supply, the antibiotic doesn't reach the infection. So one of the ways to allow antibiotics to penetrate deeper, say, I mean, it could be prostatitis, it could be sinusitis, it could be some kind of deep-seated lung infection like bronchiectasis, it could be osteomyelitis, where there's a bone infection, and there could be a osteomyelitis component easily in a mouth infection, where the jawbone is involved. You have to go deep, and one of the ways to synergize with the antibiotic, in other words, use the antibiotic in combination with something, is to use proteolytic enzymes and bromelain. And there are products that incorporate both. One of the most popular is called Wobenzyme. I would recommend that if you take an antibiotic, that you take Wobenzyme with it. I can't tell you that there's a natural thing that's as powerful as a prescription antibiotic. You know, among the things that are helpful, oregano is helpful. You know, these are some of the, you know, natural antibiotics, olive leaf extract, but I'm not sure that they're going to be potent enough to fight this infection. But if you combine an antibiotic, a prescription antibiotic, with Wobenzyme, you got to go heavy on that. You got to go 3-4 capsules, 3-4 times daily, around food, not with food. Because if you use it with food, it'll simply digest away the food. It'll neutralize the effect of the supplement, and the supplement won't be absorbed. So Wobenzyme is what I would suggest to you. Maybe you have to pull the trigger on the antibiotic to get rid of this tenacious infection. That's the best we can do, I think. Thank you for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Eating leafy greens each day is tied to a sharper memory. We'll explore that story in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you can call us 877-726-8255 is our number. And it turns out that yet again, Mom was right. She said, eat your greens. And decades later, even if Mom's not around, if you're a senior, this can make a big difference for you. Eating leafy greens each day tied to sharper memory, slower decline. A study recently published in Neurology finds that healthy seniors who had daily helpings of leafy green vegetables such as spinach, kale, and collard greens had a slower rate of cognitive decline compared to those who tended to eat little or no greens. According to the study author, Dr. Martha Claire Morris, a professor of nutrition science at Rush Medical College in Chicago, she says the association's quite strong. They looked at 960 participants in a study called the Memory and Aging Project. Their average age, 81. None of them had dementia. They wanted to see if they were going to progress towards memory decline. They found that those who tended to eat the most greens were less likely to experience cognitive decline. So how much did it take? On average, 1.3 servings per day. A serving size is defined as a half cup of cooked greens or a cup of raw greens. Some prior research has also pointed to a similar benefit. A study of women published in 2006 found that high consumption of vegetables, and I'm reading from an article here in the Times, was associated with less cognitive decline among older women. And in particular, there was a protective effect from greater consumption of leafy vegetables and cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli and cauliflower. Eat your broccoli. Vegetables contain a range of nutrients and bioactive compounds, including vitamin E and K, lutein, beta-carotene, folate, and sulforaphane. And these may have protective effects on the brain. Folate, in particular, is helpful for managing high levels of homocysteine, which are associated with greater risk for cognitive decline. So in a vitamin or a supplement, often you get folic acid, which is synthetic folate. Natural folate comes from foliage. It's the same root in Latin, foliage and folate. And so consider a salad a day as a hedge against dementia. And here's another article, high blood sugar levels tied to memory decline. Dr. David Perlmutter has discussed this issue with us frequently. For every one-tenth of a point increase in your hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of your blood sugar control, there is a 10% increase in your risk for dementia. So researchers assessed cognitive function. They looked at hemoglobin A1C, and they found that, indeed, the higher the hemoglobin A1C, even in people without diabetes, even people with relatively low, not diabetic levels of hemoglobin A1C, just borderline, that there was a relationship between that and the risk of subsequently developing memory decline. So there you have it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And reminder, visit the store at Intelligent Medicine, drhoffman.com, to find great values and huge selections via our online dispensary. We utilize a wonderful service called FullScript. FullScript makes it easy to access high-quality and hard-to-find supplements, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients, and there's a huge variety of products available there, products that I personally selected and have vetted for potency and effectiveness. And you can find them at drhoffman.com. I invite you to shop there for your supplement needs. Okay, let's take a call now from Lori in Milwaukee. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. So I have extreme burning pain in my stomach to the point that I've had to take disability from work because the pain is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen like 3 or 4 GI doctors, neurologists, and they can't find out what's going on. I've had endoscopy done, ultrasound of my stomach done, my gallbladder taken out. I've tried acupuncture.
Wow.
And the only thing that they keep pointing me to is a pain management clinic, which I've just enrolled in at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
They're going to give you medications, or they're going to, you know, hopefully not get you hooked on opioid medications. That would be the last thing we'd like to see. Okay, well, you know, it sounds like a typical day in the office for me because fortunately or unfortunately, I get to see patients like you all the time, you know, patients who are sort of the rejects of conventional medicine. And, you know, it's good that you went to a bunch of gastroenterologists because you probably had every conceivable test to rule out every conceivable type of problem. You don't have ulcers. You don't have gastritis. You don't have ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. You don't even have a gallbladder anymore. And so they don't really know what's going on. Where's the pain located?
It starts underneath my rib cage, but as the day progresses, the pain just radiates throughout my whole stomach.
Uh-huh. So stomach is like upper, right? It's not so much lower, right below your belly button. It's more in the, mid to upper part of your... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the course of all your visits to these doctors, did they suggest any diet modifications?
One doctor recommended the FODMAP diet,
FODMAP diet. Low FODMAP diet. Okay, so any change with that diet? Did you really stick to it and see if it made a difference?
Didn't notice any change. And then I tried going vegan, thinking maybe that would help, taking out dairy and animal, that didn't do anything either.
Did they test you for something called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth? Did they have you breathe into a bag and then they analyze the specimen?
No.
Okay, because that's a frequent cause of GI distress. And many gastroenterologists are doing that test now. I'm kind of surprised they didn't do it. It's a test that we do for patients with unexplained gastrointestinal problems. You see, what will happen is sometimes you will have overgrowth of the harmful bacteria that proliferate in your small intestine. Small intestine is supposed to have some bacteria, but not that many. The large intestine is where most of the bacteria reside. And then what happens sometimes is the bacteria just travel upstream to your small intestine. They proliferate there. They create a great deal of fermentation and pressure, gas, bloating. Are you belching? Do you have diarrhea? Do you have constipation? Any of those?
I do have diarrhea and constipation and mixed episodes.
Yeah, so you have a form of IBS. So, if you go to Mayo, you got a shot at getting a better workup. But you may also want, in the Milwaukee area, there are probably some integrative physicians, some naturopaths who may be able to guide you using that test. So what ends up happening with patients who, if indeed you have SIBO, yes, the FODMAP diet can be helpful, but sometimes we have to go beyond that. We have to give certain herbs, sometimes medications to suppress the growth of harmful bacteria or yeast to basically break the vicious cycle of the bacterial proliferation. So it's really worth exploring. I mean, once you've gone through all the conventional stuff, make sure that nothing god-awful is happening in your GI tract and you're just subject to pain. Rather than going to ways of suppressing the pain, it's still important to see if we can come up with an underlying cause, and it may be dietary. So what are you eating typically now? What are you back on to?
Mostly vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, salads.
Well, unfortunately, broccoli and cauliflower are really high FODMAP foods. I mean, they really tend to be, while healthy, and I just mentioned how healthy they were in terms of cancer prevention, and even fending off cognitive decline. They tend to be really hard to digest, and especially raw or uncooked cruciferous vegetables really have a great deal of potential to create bloating and distension. Maybe that's part of the problem. I'd have to do some more tests and analysis. Did you get a stool test?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, that would be really important. I mean, if you've been to three gastroenterologists, you're having pain. I mean, just routinely, they should be doing a stool test, if nothing else, to make sure that you don't have parasites, but possibly just to see if you have an imbalance of the bacteria or an overgrowth of yeast that could be creating some problems. And, you know, sometimes that gives us a clue as to the origin of these troubles. So, you know, do you take probiotics? Have you attempted that?
I have attempted that.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't made a difference. And I didn't have any change with that. What was that first test that you mentioned that
it's
I should
this, It's the SIBO
have?
Test. It's a breath test for SIBO, a breath test. You breathe into a bag or, you know, into a apparatus, and they analyze the gas composition of your breath after a certain type of challenge. So that would be worth doing. You're pretty certain that if you go to a center of excellence like Mayo Clinic, they're going to do more of a workup, unless they've just given up on finding a cause and they just want to numb you with pain medication. I hope that that's not the end result of this, is that we are resigned to this is some indecipherable pain problem and we'll just figure out, you know, pain drugs. That's not a good way to go. Yeah, but in terms of pain, you know, one, let's say, I mean, hopefully we can find a cause, but even if we were not to find a cause, and some people have IBS with a lot of pain, cramping and the like, and one of the therapies that's really promising in that for pain is medical marijuana, but not the kind that gets you stoned, the kind that's rich in CBD and relatively low in the THC component, which is the stoner component of marijuana. And CBD therapies are very helpful for patients with painful IBS. And that's really something worth investigating, too. And I'm not sure if that's part of the armamentarium of the folks up at Mayo. They tend to be a little conventional. But that would be a route that I would explore for just the pain component, you know, because some people just have very, very sensitive GI tracts, a lot of pain, cramping. And no matter what dietary manipulation they try, they still have some residual pain. They're very, you know, they have, some people just have more pain sensors in their GI tracts. And so it's sometimes necessary to turn down the volume on the pain sensors. And CBD, it's anti-inflammatory and it does a relatively good job on pain, to the point where they're now recommending it as an alternative to opioid medications to reduce this current epidemic of opioid dependency. You know, it's much more benign than some of these medications that you get addicted to and that really impair your function. So, you know, there's some options available for you. I hope that you get a good result when you continue your workup and explore some of these options. Okay, thanks for your call. Probiotics for kids with eczema. New study, this is from February 2018. A daily capsule of a cocktail of probiotics may reduce both the severity and symptoms in moderate atopic dermatitis, as well as reduce the need for topical steroids to treat symptom flare-ups in children. This is published in very authoritative skin disease journal, JAMA Dermatology. So it turns out that, you know, it's an amazing statistic, 20% of children are affected by atopic dermatitis. And a group of researchers based in Spain decided to test whether there was a potential role for probiotics in the treatment of this. So, yeah, you know, probiotics change things in your gut, and that may influence the skin. We've long known that there's a gut-skin interaction. They looked at 50 children ages 4 to 17 with moderate atopic dermatitis, and they received either a placebo or a daily capsule containing freeze-dried powder with 109 total colony-forming units of the probiotic strains Bifidolactis, Bifidolongum, and Lactobacillus casei. So it's a combo product. And after 12 weeks, the kids who'd taken probiotics saw a nearly a 20-point greater reduction in their atopic dermatitis score. And in addition, they required less treatment with topical steroids. So their symptoms of itching were reduced. Their need for the steroid creams was diminished. And the results suggest, according to the author of the study, Our results suggest the administration of this mixture of probiotics may be effective in reducing the atopic dermatitis score and subsequently decreasing the use of steroids during the flares of atopic dermatitis. So you know, this is a condition that we treat often with a diet change, with probiotics, paying attention to the microbiome, increasingly important in medicine and crucial in dealing with allergic conditions and skin diseases. So they're a very interesting study. And part of it, too, they also looked at what's called leaky gut syndrome, gut barrier integrity. The use of probiotics may help to repair the gut and reduce leaky gut syndrome, which may lead to allergic manifestations in other parts of the body, such as the skin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And yes, indeed, go to drhoffman.com. You can find lots of additional resources there, some great articles that we put out each week. We also have daily podcasts of fantastic interviews and Q&A sessions. So there's lots more to Intelligent Medicine than just this weekend broadcast. Not that this is a slouch. It's an opportunity to get lots of health information out to you and listen to some of your questions. Okay, a little lightning rod in our concluding minutes here of some of the important health stories of the week. Milk allergy. Okay, well, we're not talking about lactose intolerance. Lactose intolerance is fairly common, and it really is kind of an evolutionary thing, is that some people just are able to digest milk well into adulthood. Sort of depends on what part of the world you're from. If you're from a Nordic area, if your ancestors are from Switzerland or Denmark, Scandinavia, you're more likely to be able to tolerate milk into adulthood without getting diarrhea. But a true milk allergy may be very dangerous. You may develop wheezing, anaphylaxis. I actually was called upon during a plane flight quite a few years ago to attend to a man who inadvertently was given some salad dressing, and he didn't read the label of the salad dressing. He opened the little packet, put it on the salad, suddenly started wheezing. I got called to deal with him. I had to administer epinephrine shots as the plane started landing for an emergency landing. And literally, the EMTs had to rush in on the runway. But by then, he was already okay. I managed to turn it around with treatments from a little tiny emergency kit that the plane had. And so what's going on? Because 50 or 100 years ago, you hardly ever heard of milk allergy. And people were consuming milk on farms. And it's kind of, you ask, an old hand who's from a dairy farm, like a friend of mine, he grew up on a dairy farm. None of the kids were allergic to dairy. So what's up with that? Well, a new theory, research from the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna suggests that part of the problem is what the cows are being fed. Cows naturally eat grass. And grass is a source of vitamin A. And now cows in dairy production are fed complex formulas involving no natural substances. They're derived from corn and soy, and they're not allowed to graze in pastures on grass anymore. And so as a result, they lack the vitamin A that is necessary to neutralize the allergic potential of milk. There's a certain protein that has a lock and key mechanism that vitamin A fits into in lactalbumin, which is a source of allergy. The vitamin A turns off the allergic potential of lactalbumin, but lacking vitamin A, the lactalbumin is free to create all kinds of havoc with the human immune system. And so, a simple intervention, going back to pasture-fed dairy cows, could alleviate this terrible toll of milk allergy. Or, perhaps they can just, supplement the cows with a little bit of vitamin A. And end of story, we could curtail this epidemic of serious allergies in our kids and adults. Does ginkgo work? Well, a very challenging scenario is people who've had strokes. And people with strokes go on to develop serious memory problems because parts of their brain have been zapped by the stroke. So they took 348 former stroke sufferers to receive either 450 milligrams of ginkgo biloba plus 100 milligrams of aspirin, because, if you had a stroke, you're going to take aspirin anyway, or just the aspirin alone for 6 months. And what they found was that the ginkgo biloba actually helped the patients score better on the MoCA test. The MoCA test recently gained a certain amount of notoriety because it was administered to Donald Trump. A lot of people think something's wrong with Donald Trump's mind, but he took the MoCA test, which is a commonly performed test for dementia, and he scored 30 out of 30. Well, in this case, the folks who received the ginkgo scored better on the MoCA test than the folks who received just aspirin alone, suggesting that there was a neuroprotective effect of the ginkgo, which, after all, is a circulatory enhancer, an antioxidant, and a convincing result in a challenging group of patients. Air pollution linked to irregular menstrual cycles. A lot of women suffering from this problem. More and more, we're seeing young girls with polycystic ovarian syndrome, irregular periods. It turns out in this study, exposure to air pollution among teen girls 14 to 18 is associated with an increased chance of menstrual irregularity and a longer time to achieve regularity in high school and early adulthood. So, it's having an effect not just on our lungs and our respiratory tracts, but on our reproductive systems. It may even affect fertility. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Again, remember, drhoffman.com has the resources you need to become a more intelligent medicine follower. And you can get your supplements via FullScript. Just click on the store at drhoffman.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.